Evodie Ngoy, welcome to The Signal. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Let me start, if I could, by asking you to tell the story of your own personal journey here to the U.S. and to Baltimore as a refugee from the Congo DRC. How'd you end up here and when?
I came to the United States in 2006 with my mom and older brother. My father was already here, so I guess him being here made the process much easier for us to settle here.
And tell me about the circumstances of why you made the journey.
I came to the United States not only because my father was already here, but because we were on a search for a better life, you know, a better education. So we came here so I can be able to have a good life and so we can be able to find what's out there for us in the world.
So when you did arrive here, 2006, in Baltimore, you became a student at a Baltimore City public school. You're now in high school at Digital Harbor High School. You're a junior now, but during your freshman year, you became a documentary filmmaker. You created this documentary, The Paradise That Wasn't. I want to go ahead and play a clip from your movie. This is a montage of voices. These are fellow young refugees from, they're all from your school?
All from my school, basically.
Digital Harbor High School.
Some all from my school.
Mm-hmm. And they're talking about their experiences of leaving home, coming here to Baltimore to start a new life. This will run about 2.5 minutes, and then we can get into a conversation about some of the issues that these voices raise. Voices from Evodie Ngoy's movie, The Paradise That Wasn't.
The hardest part is my family and leaving my friends, leaving my home, leaving my country, leaving everything behind me.
The hardest part is like when I have to leave my father, my friends, like I have to leave everything.
Home country, I miss everything about it. I mean, basically I miss the fun, playing soccer with my friends, running, playing with my dog, and just how the fun me and my family have had back in Africa. I mean, that type of fun I don't get here.
The reason that we moved from Iraq and left Iraq, some group attacked my father and they took him from his store. And they took him for, I think, 20 days. I was little, like, I think that was a dream for me. They took him for 20 days and they were punching him, kicking him, all that. Then they told him to leave Iraq, like, to leave it and no matter what, take your family and go away from here.
In America aspect, it would be a beautiful life. You live a free life, you can do whatever you want to. You got tall buildings, swimming pool, big houses. You can have a career, whatever you want to do, and you can just live your life.
I mean, there and here is very different, you know. When you're over there, you think everything is easy, you know. You can, like, just get up and say, oh, I want to be a millionaire, I want to be rich. But it don't work that way.
I wasn't expecting it. Like, I heard it's such a great place. Like, they tell you all the good things about America, but you don't get, like, all the background, like, all the bad stuff.
Well, I spent like good education for like students. When you come, you have like good education. I ain't know when you like not from here. When you come over here, the student like tease you.
What I find strange is how the people was acting. Cause in America, what I thought is you just live free and no picking on nobody.
But the thing is, like American kids acting like they are the best in the world. Is that like the government tells them how to act like this? I don't know.
They all think that like we all live in like, you know, jungles or like we, you know, we wear like flip-flops to school. We walk like miles and miles to go to school, stuff like that.
Voices of young refugees in Baltimore, students at Digital Harbor High School, as showcased in Evodie Ngoy's documentary movie, The Paradise That Wasn't. Evodie is here in studio with us this week on The Signal. She is herself a student at Digital Harbor High School, a junior this year, a rising senior, and she's also a refugee from the Congo DRC. And Evodie, your fellow students, they said a lot there, especially about the difference between their expectations upon arriving in the U.S., versus the reality of the new life they've been dropped into. Talk about just how rough that reality check can be for a newly arrived refugee.
Their experience can be very, very tough because most young refugees, most of us do not know how to speak English. So you're dealing with someone who doesn't know how to speak English, and you're dealing with a young person who's still trying to discover and find who you are. So the experience is very hard because you have to deal with people who are, let me say, ignorant and don't know much about where you're coming from. So you're dealing with bullying, and just not just more than bullying. You're dealing with people having to tell you, go back to your country. You do not belong here. And that type of experience, it makes you lose your self-esteem. It makes you feel as if you're less than human. So that experience is very hard. And it takes a lot for one to like rise up from that situation and rise up from those experiences and realize that you are who you are and people cannot change the person you are.
Evelie, your documentary broadens out into this larger idea of fitting in versus embracing your own individuality. I mean, this is a thing that high school kids struggle with mightily, no matter where they're from. And I wonder just how tough it is to walk that line as a refugee, an immigrant, someone who's a social outsider in so many ways.
For me, it was very hard because I was trying to fit in all possible ways. I will even like try to get that American accent in and like trying to change up my accent a bit. And like I did everything. Either it was lying that I was from France because I spoke French, just so I can fit in, just so I can be accepted. But one thing that you learn as you grow older is that you are who you are and what people say shouldn't matter. And it's very hard, not just for young refugees who are trying to fit in, but it's hard for all high school students who are trying to fit in. And we have to realize that being different is something very special, because I think that being different is what makes you who you are. And when you try to fit in, you kill what makes you unique.
As I hear you speak, Evelie, I marvel at the fact that you're only a high school junior. I mean, for someone so young to speak so wisely on this subject, you've done an extra amount of growing up as a result of this experience, it seems.
Yes. Well, I spend a lot of time with my father. And my father is always talking about, Evelie, you have to grow up and you have to learn skills that are going to help you in the future. And that was one of the reasons why I became so interested in film, because I wanted to learn a skill that will help me in the future and that will help me go somewhere.
And this film that you've made, Evelie, is essentially a message to American-born kids about how they ought to think about treating new arrivals to this country. What would you say is important for young people born in this country to understand about refugees and how to interact with them in a sensitive but authentic, real way?
Yeah, I think one of the things when it comes to understanding refugees is realizing that they're human beings as well, and that they're not these different types of species, and that, you know, they're people with feelings, despite the fact that many refugees go through like dramatic things like trauma, war, and all those things. You have to realize that there are people with feelings. So I would say it's not good to like make them feel as if they're so special. It's making them feel as if they're normal, just like you.
I wonder how you came to learn movie making.
This whole movie making started when I joined Wide Angle Youth Media, which is a nonprofit organization here in Baltimore City that mentors and teaches young people like myself media works.
And this is I've actually had the pleasure of dropping in at a couple of those sessions. These are high school students from all around the city. Mm-hmm. And it's like a video mentoring project where you learn essentially all of the interviewing and producing and editing skills to make documentary films.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. It is. The program is really, really awesome. And like just getting to be a part of the program, I have learned so much, not just about just filming, but I've also learned so much about media in general and not allowing the media to affect me personally. So I kind of feel as if I know more and I can be aware of what's going on more.
And it's a powerful feeling to take that media into your own hands and tell your own stories, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, sir.
I want to give you my belated congratulations, by the way, Evody, on having placed at the Baltimore High School Film Festival. Say a few words, if you would, about that film festival and how it works, maybe for other young filmmakers who might be interested.
Well, the Baltimore High School Film Festival is a film festival that takes place here at the Charles Theater, usually around this time of the year. Young filmmakers submit their films, whether it's a documentary, whether it's animated, whether it's scripted, into the film festival. And for me, it motivates me seeing the works that other people like myself are making. And it just speaks a lot because it makes me feel as if I'm not the only person within the city that wants to share their story, that wants things to be changed in Baltimore City. So the film festival itself is very motivating and very inspiring for young people to see what others are doing.
Everybody knows about the Maryland Film Festival, but who knew that there was a Baltimore High School Film Festival as well? They'll get a well-deserved plug here. It's BHFF.org, Baltimore High School Film Festival. And I think that it's called the Baltimore High School Film Festival, but submissions are welcomed from all across the state, if I'm not mistaken. Young, aspiring high school filmmakers, you can follow in Evody Ngoy's footsteps and maybe submit your own work for next year's festival. You've got a real momentum going now, Evody, now that you've created this film. Is there more movie work in your future, more documentary work? What's next for you?
Yeah, there is more.
Other than graduating from high school.
There is more documentary work. One of my plans in the future is getting to create film as a way to inform others of what's real and not just what's bad, but everything that comes in within the world. And, you know, just getting to share film with others, because I think that I kind of see myself as a teacher now. Because I think that filmmakers and those that make films and those that we see on TV are kind of teachers. They kind of teach us the way to live. So I kind of see myself as a teacher because I'm sharing with people about the everyday things that are going on. And maybe I'm getting to help them find their passion or just to inspire them.
That said, before we wrap up, Evody, I want to ask you about how making this documentary has changed your own life. I mean, you've become like a real ambassador to the refugee community in Baltimore as a result of this project.
Yeah, not just becoming an ambassador, but I feel as if this documentary has made me more proud to be who I am. I feel as if getting to share this story, my story, and the stories of many others, I've kind of lifted this burden off of my shoulders because I used to be so timid and so shy to truly tell people about myself and to truly tell people about where I'm from. So this film has helped me not only to build up my self-esteem, but to become a better person and to also speak for what I think is right and for how I think that people should interact with each other despite the different races, despite the different religions, and despite where we're coming from, and the fact that we all have to realize that we're all the same. There's only one human race.
Evody Ngoy, her film is called The Paradise That Wasn't. You can find a link to it online at our website, wypr.org/programs/signal. And Evody, congratulations again, and thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinken.